The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
It is the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. With us is the lovely and multi-talented Laura Kennard. She's going to talk about networking and also social media for business and all kinds of stuff. What's going on, Laura? Hey, welcome. We missed you last Monday.
I know. They're just like booting me out for Cubs games and things.
And like next Monday, it's going to be that Labor Day thing.
I know. I guess business networking is not very important after all.
Well, you know, I don't make up the rules. I just follow them.
So, I don't talk a lot about upcoming partnership chamber events because there's so many chambers.
And I have all one different for things Thursday, but we'll get,
oh, you do? We'll talk about that. Yeah. So, I just wanted to reiterate to people that if you go to the Greater Des Moines Partnership, they actually have sort of a collection of all of the chamber events on their calendars. And some of those are non-member, so you can just go, and it's a good opportunity to see what value you might get from the chamber. Other ones are members only. And we have the Breakfast Before Business event tomorrow,
which is in
West Des Moines.
Yeah.
It's going to be at Compass Financial Services, 7:30 a.m. And so that's one of those you can go if you're not a member event. And so that's a great opportunity to network and, again, learn about the chamber.
You know who's working there?
No.
Jason Parkin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jason Parkin.
How about that?
Yeah. Yes. So that is
Breakfast.
One thing.
Yeah.
And then we also have how to think about money. Do you need to know how to think about money?
I think of it all the time. Usually about 3 o'clock in the morning going, I wonder if I've got enough money in the bank to cover that check. That's again.
Right? Yeah. So I know how I think about money, but apparently the folks at Iowa Center for Economic Success in Clive on University would like to educate us at tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 about maybe a new way to think about money.
There you go.
So
this is going to be at their office?
Yes. And so how to think about money is just, they have several seminars that they put on there. They do some things over lunch. This one happens to be sort of a leave work early, or if you're an entrepreneur working on your business, they're going to talk to you about
nice.
How to think about money.
How to think about money.
And so then we also tomorrow, if you don't want to think about money and you'd rather think about the DSM magazine.
Oh, is it the unveiling?
The unveiling is tomorrow at 5 p.m. It's the September-October issue.
Pretty soon we're going to have snow on the cover.
I know. That'll be the next, really,
right,
November, December.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, they do this magazine every other month, and they get a big group of people, a couple hundred people
usually?
Yeah,
you really should go because the food is great. The it's
kind of like
nice
rub
time.
Elbows, yeah. Everybody that's everybody. And you get a sneak peek at the cover of the magazine and see it before it hits the street, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, where is this going to be?
That is at 1601 Northwest 114th Street, Clive. And you ask me, what is at 114th Street, Clive?
Oh, look.
And I'll try to tell you, it's the Mercy Comfort Health Center for women. So you know what they do. They move it around to
different places
that have enough space for that group. Right. And it's a great opportunity then to also experience a business every month.
Mercy Comfort
Health Center for women. Yes.
So guys, you can't go tomorrow.
You can go at 5 and network. The unveiling and comments actually are at 6 p.m.
There you go.
Yes, you can still go there for the unveiling even if you're a man.
Okay.
But I
can talk about a networking
event
while you're doing
that. Yes, you have a Thursday event.
I
so
do.
Let me get back on task here while you tell us a little bit about your Thursday event.
So Thursday at noon in the Village of Windsor Heights is the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce, a lunch and learn. And we are going to be feted by a gentleman from Bolton & Mink is the name of the company. And they are the company that has to do with the potential redesign of University Avenue. So in Windsor Heights. So they're going to be talking about the possibilities, what they're looking at, the citizen input that's been going on. It is the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce Lunch and Learn on Thursday, about 11:45 until 1 o'clock at Saison Kitchen and Pub, formerly Mustard's in Windsor Heights.
So
there you go.
Saison. Okay, and this is, yeah, you, because you mentioned back when Mustard's
closed and
changed, and I haven't been there.
Saison is wonderful.
Really good?
I go 2-3 times a week.
What kind of food?
It's seasonal. It's seasonal food. Their fish tacos, however, are in season all the time. They're absolutely delicious. And if you're an unhealthy eater like I am from time to time, the cheese curds are to go for. However, I will also tell you that their salmon is delicious. I mean, their salads are wonderful. Yeah, anyway, it's Saison. Saison, which means, by the way, seasons in French.
Yes. Well, that makes sense
works?
Now that you say that.
There you go.
So, but let's talk about Wednesday, of course. We always have Million Cups.
Yes.
We will have that this Wednesday. Of course, we also have Gravitate.
Yeah, they've got their regular thing going
on. They do. They have their regular thing on Thursdays. But also, this Thursday is Gravitate Downtown. It's their third birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Congratulations, Jeff. And he sent out a message that said, please
come
out.
Down.
And they're going to have some food and drinks and just celebrate 3 years as the co-working space downtown.
So nice.
I feel like it's been around longer than that.
Yeah.
It says third-year birthday. So.
If you can't find anything, can we talk social media for a little bit?
Yes, we can. And I hopefully this will come up. So that's fine. And if not, some of these things were sort of save the dates. So.
Anyway, last week we had the folks from Tarot International in, and they're doing a regular Monday television program.
They are?
On YouTube Live.
Oh.
YouTube Live. And it lasts for about 15, 17 minutes. And they were talking about how that's working so well for them.
Oh.
Because they're able to sit down and they do it live, you know, so.
So are they having, do they ever experience
no,
technical difficulties like I had today?
I don't think so. But they go directly camera to live.
Okay.
And they can take questions as things are going. And then, of course, they can archive that. And people can see it later. They say that it's a wonderful utilization.
So I really love the idea, and a few tips on that.
Yeah.
First of all, make sure that you do have reliable internet access and not a slow connection, and that you've sort of set that up ahead of time, and it seems like it's buzzing along. Because, of course, if you're out on location or outside or somewhere that you're not sure, then you can end up with a feed that's, you know,
right.
Kind of blinking
work.
In and out. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's even more safe if you even have your sort of own portable connection, which sometimes people do that. So that's just something to think about ahead of time. You don't necessarily want to script it all out, you know, because it's supposed to have that sort of feeling of live. But it's good to, you know your questions, kind of know what you're covering. You do have an agenda. And then from there, of course, you're going to have the real timeness of it. So you have to also be comfortable knowing that sometimes something can go wrong.
Yeah, no.
And be okay with that. And so then, yes, it will archive it. A couple other issues that you can come up with is be careful about music, because it will stream it live. But if it hears music, even ambiently, that is copyrighted,
then it
won't shut it down, but it won't let you save it without saying, did you have permission for this music and all those sort of things. So we've had some issues like that.
You know what? I've seen YouTube pieces that have gone up and then they say, you can't hear the audio. You can see it, but you can't hear the audio.
Right. And they'll do that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you gotta be really careful.
So you just have to make sure that you plan a little bit ahead of time for these things. But otherwise, the other thing that if you want to be successful, it takes some time, as with everything, to get people to know that your podcast is at this time or your live stream is at this time or your live chat on Twitter, whatever it is. So you want to put something out all the time and say, we're doing this every week. It's always at this time, etc. So that way you have people that begin to show up. So.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, networking opportunities and a slow computer.
Yes.
No, we'll get this fixed.
Go to dmbizmixer.com. And also add your events at #DMBizEvents on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. in case there was something that we did forget today. There you go.
Laura Kennard back. She's not here with us next week because of Labor Day. Sorry about that. I don't make the rules. I tell you.
It's okay.
All right, we got to get out of here. It's almost 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.